What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I'm Chris the Don One. Welcome to another edition of I'm Chris the Don One podcast, episode 111. How you living? I'm living swell. Yes, I'm uploading this episode a day early. Hopefully, I'm uploading this episode on Christmas Eve. I want to wish everyone out there a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday, a happy Kwanzaa. However, Christmas has different labels in different regions and in different countries. So I want you to have a happy holiday wherever you are, okay? But nevertheless, I'm the best. Also like to, particularly if you have to work on Christmas Eve, look, the struggle is real out there. I understand you probably don't want to work on Christmas Eve. I have to work on Christmas Eve. And I just hope that you can get your task done, or if you have an early shift, you're able to leave early and embask in the glory of Christmas Eve. I'm going to be working all day Christmas Eve, but I will finally get to sit back and relax and reflect. Basically, the evening of Christmas Eve, and I'm off all day Christmas Day. You know, I understand that there's going to be some businesses open on Christmas Day. And likewise, I wish if anybody has to work on Christmas Day, I wish it's short, sweet, and to the point, and you can get out of your jobs and celebrate the rest of Christmas Day. Normally Walgreens or whatever drugstore that you refer to as your Walgreens, I know for a fact Walgreens and McDonald's are traditionally open in my region. And I'm pretty sure McDonald's is open in your region. Now, I don't know about this year due to the circumstances that we have, but, you know, every single year, Walgreens, McDonald's, and movie theaters, a lot of movies like to open on Christmas Day, and you have to have people to continue and allowing these jobs to be open on Christmas Day. So if you happen to be in Walgreens, if you happen to be at McDonald's, if you happen to be at the movie theaters, just appreciate the workers there. Just appreciate them sacrificing their day so you can have some type of enjoyment, big or small. All right. But I'm mostly working on Christmas Eve. I know there's a lot of people out there that's also working on Christmas Eve. I hope that, you know, you have a short shift. I hope it's not stressful for you, and you can, go to your friends and family and celebrate the rest of Christmas Eve and also Christmas Day. Now, there's a thing I do on Christmas Day. As a kid, I used to do this on Christmas Day. And normally, when I was a kid, I would wake up early in the morning and wait for the opportunity to go downstairs and unwrap my gifts, and the joy that I had on my face as a kid, enjoying my gifts and being around my family, eating with my family, and the opportunity of myself to go outside and go talk to my friends, and we all have stories about what they got. Some of my friends were actually bring some of their toys outside, and including myself, and we all just sit around and you know, play with the toys and things of that nature. You know, as you grow up, you're not a teen or a young adult or an older adult still waiting upstairs to play with your toys or your gifts. Things are a little different now. I'm older, and I've been doing this consistently for the past 10 years. I would go downstairs and breakfast or whatever, and I'll just sit back and appreciate my friends and family that's happened to be there, and just appreciate my personal achievements for the year, as well as society, the steps we have done as far as society, the achievements we have as society. I think a lot of us focus too much on the negatives. I think a lot of us are like a bunch of negative Nancys or a bunch of negative Nicks, where we focus way too much on the little things, the small stuff. A lot of people focus way too much on the news surrounding COVID. I think a lot of people focus way too much on the different strands of COVID, and we're still stuck with COVID, and we're probably going to be stuck with COVID for a long period of time. And I feel like a lot of people are sick of it. A lot of people are reflecting of what they did last year. A lot of businesses were closed last year. A lot of clubs and nightclubs, movie theaters, a lot of social events were closed due to health and safety protocols. And a lot of people are still, if you want to use the word, butthurt over that. And that's why a lot of people are hesitant as far as taking the vaccine, taking the booster shot, practicing social distancing, using the mask. I feel like a lot of people have, are lax on that. And they have their reasons, and a lot of people say, well, it's my body. I should be able to do whatever I want to with my health and body. And I feel like a lot of people look at it as a personal gripe instead of just looking at the bigger picture. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about an individual. It's about society. What's best for society? And that's what I look at. I reflect and I look at all the accomplishments we have overcome and did as a society. And I look at all the achievements, all the trophies, all the accomplishments, what I done as an individual. And that's what mostly keeps me up in an upbeat mood. I'm very positive. I'm very fortunate. I'm very thankful. I'm very appreciative of how far we have came. And that's what I look at. I feel like a lot of people look at other things. I feel like if you stare at the window all the time at what's wrong with society, instead of stepping away from the window for just a bit and reflect on what we have done as society, or what have you done as an individual, I feel like a lot of people will be very positive, and they'll be very fortunate, and they'll start appreciating and being a lot thankful more. Okay, a lot of people don't appreciate that they woke up every single morning. They have religiously woke up. And why would you want to spend your days waking up complaining? It's not a good fun time. It's not a fun good day to just wake up mad at the world, just ready to beef with the world. And that's all I got for today's show. Like I said, today's show is going to be very short. I did promise you guys I was going to upload something early. You can check out this show as soon as it downloads and processes, or you can just wait on Christmas Day and unwrap it like a Christmas gift. But I wish everyone out there, your friends, your family, even yourself, a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. I just wish everyone out there to be appreciative. I want you, everyone out there, to be thankful that, hey, you was allowed to wake up. There's no need for you to wake up and complain. You should wake up and think about and appreciate what has transpired as society or as an individual. And that's how I'm going to end it. Like I said, we can sit back and we can list a billion things of what's wrong with our society, or a thousand or a billion and one things of what's wrong with the world. But when you try to flip that and say, well, what have we done in your eyes that was right? You know, sometimes it takes people a few minutes to try to figure that out. So I will talk to you guys next Saturday. And that will be after the holidays. It will be January the 1st, New Year's Day. And like I said, I hope everyone has a blessful and happy holiday. And we'll be back at our regular scheduled programming on our regular scheduled day. So, like I said, I wish everyone out there, and I really do appreciate the people slowly but surely listening to this podcast. And I'm going to have a lot of fun things in store about this podcast. I want to get back to help. I want to be a self-help episode. I want some episodes where there's self-help, where I can bridge the gap between the differences of different genders, of different religions, of just different people. I mean, we're all, even though we're all everyday people, we're different. So I will talk to you guys next week. It's your boy. I'm up out of here. Outro.